Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back. As usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you for tuning in, downloading, streaming, and now watching. However you take in my podcast, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Where to begin? Man, you know what? Let me back up. Don't forget to tell your friends about my podcast. I don't care. Tell your friends, tell your enemies, your coworker, your garbage man, your landscaper. Tell somebody about the podcast. I'm seeing a nice uptick. It's a few every week. If they stick around, they stick around. But the fact that it's getting out there, I'm getting more listens every week. I really appreciate it. So thank you so much. If you guys could continue to do that, that would be fantastic. A lot to talk about. This one might be a little bit longer than normal. I was going to do two podcasts last week, but I hear that could be overkill. So I just uploaded the one from the week before and left it at that. But I'll just try to get as much in as possible, but not go too fast. All right, I guess I'll start with my milestone for the week. And for those who don't know, we have a 7-year-old son, soon to be 8. Actually, he turns 8 in 4 days. He's excited. He won't let us forget that. But, he finally started school online, and he's doing well, but he doesn't like it. He's had a couple of meltdowns, when he started crying a couple of times, saying that he really doesn't like it. He hates it, and he wants to be in the class with other kids, and he wants friends and stuff. And it's tough as a parent, and especially with his ADHD, the schoolwork itself isn't difficult. He does fine with the schoolwork. I mean, to be honest, the third grade stuff is he's surpassed that by, I would say, at least a couple of years. So it's not the schoolwork. It's really the social aspect. People don't think about that. When you're a kid, that's the only interaction you get with other kids is school. It's something that we forget. It's like as adults, we can text our friends, we can get on social media, we can email people. But when you're 6-7 years old, if you don't have access to all of that, and with all the quarantining and social distancing, they don't have a lot of interaction with each other, especially if they're an only child like our son is. So it's really taking a toll on them. But I've said this before. He's done a great job in these last, 6-7 months. He's done very well, and I can't even be upset I don't know why who would be upset, but some people do get upset when their kids show weakness. That's not me, but overall he's doing a great job. So the fact that we decided to send them back to school online, we have to continue to do it for at least the first 9 weeks. And he started Tuesday. It's now Friday. And, it's taking a toll on him. I think seeing the other kids in the Zoom makes him want to be around them. And then today we had a meeting at the school with one of the faculty. And there was a class that was walking around, and I could see the look in his eye like, oh, man, I wish I was over there with them. Sucks he had to see the kids there. But honestly, I don't know if we're going to be able to, do the online thing much longer. I think after this semester, he might just have to go back. But they seem to have everything, running smoothly and pretty well. There's social distancing. The kids are wearing masks. There's dividers up. The desks are separated. But, we weren't comfortable, so we decided to do the home thing. And we see how it's affecting him, so we might have to switch that up after these first 9 weeks. But we'll see. But, a lot of weird stuff happening, man. It's just like, we got the protests, demonstrations, whatever you want to call them. We also have, unfortunately, we have riots, and we got the looting and stuff. We've had several celebrities die. Not that their deaths are more important. It's just weird. And then we recently lost Chadwick Boseman, who played Black Panther. And I remember seeing him online a few months back, and he was very thin, and I was just like, man, he looks very skinny. He must be working on a role. But I wasn't one that jumped on was calling him, you know, Crack Panther and all that kind of stuff. I think most people just assumed he was working on a role and he was losing a lot of weight for a role or something. So, you know, people were making jokes, and that's pretty much par for the course. I can't be upset about that. But he passed away about a week and a half ago, and turns out he had colon cancer, and he had been fighting it for 3 or 4 years. And that says a lot about that guy. And in a time where being I don't want to say in this case a victim, but yeah, being a victim is a thing. It's a position to be in. People like the sympathy. People like all the, you know, the claps on the back, and, you know, just the attention, to be honest. And I'm not saying that about his cancer. It could be about anything. You know, like I grew up without a hamster, and they got a hamster support group. Now this person, you know, has a TV show because they never had a hamster. But I mean, in a time where he could have very easily got on his social media and go, "Hey, everybody, I want everybody to know I'm being brave. I have this going on, but I'm going to stick it out." You know, people would have been fine with that. You know, people would have poured their hearts out to that guy, but he kept that shit quiet. I don't know how he did that. Especially to be a bigger star that he was, doing the movies that he was doing in this time, social media, for him to keep that under wraps, for Hollywood to keep that under wraps was pretty crazy, man. And I think it says a lot about his character too, to where, like, here he is, this guy could have had the best of the best and just rested and possibly lived a couple of extra years, you know, but he chose not to. You know, he's visiting kids in the hospital where they're dealing with their own cancer. Here he is doing movies, stunts, you know, and I get it, folks. It is 9/11. I'll get to that. I'm not trying to say that Chadwick Boseman is better than the 9/11 firefighters. I'm not saying that. So fucking relax, okay? But I'm just saying, here's someone who had an excuse to go, "You know what? I'm done with movies. You know, I'll come out and say that I'm terminally ill, and maybe I could do some speaking engagement, raise some money, raise some awareness. But I'm done with the acting." But no, this guy didn't do that, man. These shooting schedules can be pretty intense, man. I know people shit on Hollywood, they shit on actors, but it's not easy work, you know. It's not easy work. A lot of long hours. And from what I know, from what my friends and family have told me, people who have cancer and stuff, they need a lot of rest. You know, they can't be around a lot of different people with all the germs because they're doing chemo. This guy's doing all this stuff, and he's still shooting movies. He's doing interviews and stuff. And what really would get me is the fact that in his mind, he knew that he was on a very, very short timeline. And here he is doing these interviews. He's traveling. People are like, "Oh, what's next for you? What are you going to do? You're going to be a big star. Where do you see yourself in 5 years, in 10 years? You're going to be bigger than this guy." And in the back of his mind, he knew, like, I could go at any time. And he never said anything. I think that says a lot about his character, man. And it also made me feel bad, because when people were hyping the movie up, I was one of those people like, "Dude, relax. It's just a movie. It doesn't mean much. It's not going to change anything. It's not like this movie's going to come out and all of a sudden every black kid is going to go to college." And, you know, I just couldn't enjoy it. I got caught up in the whole thing of people like being excited. I can't lie. I was one of those cunty people, man. I really was. You know, I was just like, who cares? It's just a movie. I saw the movie. I enjoyed it, but I didn't think much more of it other than a movie. And here we are just a few short years later, and this young man, he's only 2 years older than me. He's gone. He's gone, man. And I feel like I wasted time, you know, replying to people on Facebook and like, "Oh, Wakanda ain't real. You know, Black Panther, just a movie. It don't mean shit. What about this?" I was one of those people, man. And not knowing what that guy was going through, it really hit me kind of hard. And, you know, so me, my sisters and I, we talked on the phone about it for a while. But it's sad to see, man. It's funny because I'm talking like I'm older than him. But it's sad to see young people, talented people, you know, go so early with a lot left to do in their lives, man. It really sucks. But rest in peace to him. I hope his family is doing as best as they can in these times. It's tough, man. It just shows you, man, that cancer, it doesn't give a shit who you are. It shows you we are all just regular people. You look at that guy and think, man, he's a celebrity. He's hanging out with these people. He can go here. He can do that. Cancer doesn't care, man. It doesn't care who you are. Steve Jobs, one of the richest guys in the world, gone. You know, it doesn't care. It doesn't care. It doesn't matter who you are. It can happen to anybody. And it's very sad. And I get it. It's other things are more sad, people. Jesus Christ. I get it. But nonetheless sad. Man, not to bring this down, but today is 9/11. It's been 19 years, man. It's crazy to think it, so much time has passed. You know, I remember 5 years. You know, 10, it's been flying by. And I've seen this a few times on social media, so we need to stop this bullshit, okay? This thing of, like, everyone knows the 9/11 Never forget. And then you have these people like, I didn't forget. These people have. And they'll show like some white lady yelling at a cop and all this kind of stuff. It's like, look, man, that's not what this is about. 9/11 is not a free pass for shitty officers to beat and kill people. One has nothing to do with the other. It's not like, oh, you did 9/11. Okay, you can shoot this guy in the back. Or you can choke this guy out. Like, oh, yeah, go ahead. Kneel on that guy's neck for 7.5 minutes. 9/11, you're good. Most of these cops, they weren't even cops when this happened. They weren't even cops when 9/11 happened. It's not a free pass to be a piece of shit, man. Okay, it's not. People need to stop this shit. And just because you criticize police, that doesn't mean that you hate police. And if you think that, if you're a person who criticizes black people or the black community, well, just based on your own logic, that means that you actually hate black people. So if you want to play that game, we can. No one has forgotten about the brave men and women who ran into those buildings and never came out. No one has forgotten about them. No one has forgotten about the people in those buildings. Every year, I don't know if I can do it this year, but every year, man, I watched videos of people jumping out of the windows, man, to remind me how fucking horrific that was, okay? And we're not talking about, like, trained soldiers or, you know, operatives that know, like, hey, there might come a time where you have to, you know, in your life to keep secrets or to hide your identity to, you know, so people don't know that these clandestine operations are happening in the sovereign nation. Not that. We're talking regular guy, you know, just a regular dude. Your neighbor. My neighbor. The guy you would just see every morning getting coffee at a 7-Eleven or a Circle K that you never really talk to, but you see him get into his Honda Civic every morning or his Accord, and he's got a couple of car seats in the back, but you've never seen his kids. A guy like that had to make a decision. Do I want to burn to death or should I jump out of a window that's 100 stories up? A regular person. Someone who had shit to do after they got off work, you know, looking forward to going to the gym, meeting somebody for a first date, you know, somebody possibly decided, like, today is the day I'm going to propose. Shit like that, man. These are just regular people, man. Just regular guys and men and women who went to school and, you know, felt like they were doing well. They got a nice job in the city. They can see Manhattan. And then, boom, they have to make this decision, man. And they didn't even leave their element. They're at work doing what they do every day. And fucking assholes decide to do this shit. And now they have to make a decision. Do I risk running through a fire? Maybe it's only a couple of feet deep. Maybe I can make it. Or it's so smoky that they just can't. It's so hot that they just can't. People hanging on, waving, trying. Come on, man. It's horrific. But I watch it, man, to remind me how terrible it was. Is that necessary? I don't really know, but it in a way it helps me. And something else I would also love to see people not do. I get where you're coming from, but at the same time, we are really glossing over a bunch of other Americans' experiences. Because I've seen people posting memes like, on 9/12, we were all American. It didn't matter if you were liberal or Democrat or if you were this black. That's not true, man. I lived in Phoenix when this happened. And after it happened, I'm talking like maybe an hour after, they were like, this was, you know, Muslim terrorists, Muslim or Islamic extremists that did that. Some guy went out and shot and killed a Sikh when he was trying to change the sign on his gas station. All because he was wearing a turban, man. There's stories on Twitter right now. People talking about that. People, you know, Americans up until that day, they were completely fine. And then after that day, no one trusted them. Their kids not allowed to go to, you know, a kid's birthday party because they have, you know, a Muslim name. People shaving their beards and changing their clothes. And people go, hey, that's fine. But the same people that think that's okay, well, they will fight tooth and nail to keep a Confederate flag. They don't give a shit. They don't care if you're uncomfortable. If you don't like it, leave. Those type of people are completely fine with somebody else shaving their head, getting rid of their beard, which they kept for religious purposes, since y'all care about religion so much. They have to do that to make themselves feel safe and to make other people comfortable. And the people who would never do that are completely fine with that. That's the shit that bothers me. You would never do that for someone else. I saw a story of a girl. She was talking about her brother. His name happened to be Osama. He was 9 years old. His parents asked him, "Hey, do you want to change your name?" Could you imagine having to do that? Honestly, I'm asking if any of my white conservative friends listen or watch my podcast. Just imagine that. Your name's Tony or Mark. Hey, son. Your son's name Tony. Hey, Tony, you think we should change your name because some guys that look like us did a bad thing? Would you be even open to that? Fuck no, you would not. No. You wouldn't even think twice. Hell no, I'm not changing my name. Fuck everybody. But you expect everybody else to comply and to do things to make you feel comfortable. All right, that's not cool. We can't gloss over those other experiences that other tax-paying, hardworking Americans had. It sucks. I'm not saying it was everybody, but it's enough to not ignore. Because I have friends who grew up like that, and it's interesting hearing their stories now that they're a lot older, and with all this stuff going on, it's pretty wild. But it's just a weird time, man. My hometown. This is something else I don't get. It seems like we get one police video, people get riled up, shit goes south, it calms down, and then all of a sudden, boom. Oh, here's another one from April. Right? Rinse and repeat. Here's one from April. Shit flares up in that town, dies down. But oh, here's another one. And unfortunately, the latest biggest one happened to be from my hometown, where unfortunately a young man, well, I guess probably around my age, he lost his life, you know, and the video does not look good. He was naked in the snow, you know, in the video the cops are laughing and stuff, and it doesn't look good because we know the end result of what happened. You know, they had no idea this guy was gonna die, but it doesn't look good, man. It doesn't look good, and people want answers. We need answers. Now, was it on purpose? I have no idea. It was at a minimum neglectful. At a minimum neglectful, and the guy who basically put his whole body weight on him, like he was doing diamond push-ups. It's like, come on, man. Really? Yeah, I already let the guy flail around. for 5 or 6 minutes, why not let them keep flailing? I don't get it. And people are like, oh, the spit bag is permeable. You can breathe in it. Well, obviously not. The motherfucker is dead, you know? And it's snowing. It's just a fucking mess, man. And just watching, you know, people kind of, it's tough. It when it's your hometown, man, it really hits, it hits different, man. And just watching the comments that people were making. I mean, people that I consider like friends, and it's tough, man. You really see who's with you when shit gets dark, man. You really do. You really do. And I hate that this podcast is so heavy, but it sucked, man. It sucks seeing people destroy shit, and I hate seeing that becomes the focus. From all the videos I've seen, it's mostly peaceful, but people want to make the few bad apples out to be the entire movement. And that's what there's so many things about all the stuff that is going on that kills me. You got people who go, come on, man, it's just a few bad apples. You can't blame all the cops. It's not right to blame all the cops. But these are the same people that will find one video of somebody breaking some shit or burning something and go, oh, this right here, this is BLM. This is what they're doing. It's just like you're doing the same thing that you don't want people doing to police. How do you not see this shit? How do you not see it? You're doing the same fucking thing. And I'm not saying to ignore it, but don't make it out to be the entire movement. That's not the case. People sharing a video about some shit that happened in some fast food joint. Oh, look at Rochester. That's not even in Rochester. But the thing is, no one cares. You don't care. You see a video that fits your narrative, and this is everybody, and you share it. And at the same time, complain about it's the media. The media sucks. I blame the media. The media... When you start sharing the videos that you haven't even vetted, that you don't even know if they're true, if you're sharing it, you're part of the problem. You can't sit there and blame the media. You can't. But these same people are the ones, when it comes to slavery, they're like, well, you guys sold them. They wrote the article. It's just like, so you take no ownership. You take no responsibility in, one, buying slaves. And in the current day, sharing the articles. You're part of the problem. You're part of the spread of lies and misinformation and fake news that you hate so much. It's fucking mind-blowing. They got this dude on tape saying that he downplayed this whole virus thing, and it's just like, well, he said he didn't want to cause a panic. He fucking lied. Point blank, lied. Lied. There's no ways around it. And my thing is, that's completely fine if you want to support the dude, but at least acknowledge the fact that he fucking lied. Just acknowledge that. Just go, yeah, I don't care. I'm fine with that. Don't act like he didn't say the shit. That's all I'm saying. But I think that's enough for me, man. I don't want to keep just bitching and shit, but... So I am selling my shirts. I'm going to wrap this up. Punchlines Matter. A portion of the proceeds is going to the Urban League of Rochester. I probably sold about 10 or 15. That's not a ton of money, but I really need to help. I don't know how to get the shirts out there, you know, to a wider audience, but it would be nice to be able to write the Urban League a nice-sized little check, you know. I'm trying to do my part, and I know some people think that saying shit like Punchlines Matter or All Laughs Matter is counterproductive and disrespectful to the movement. But I'm a comic, man. I'm trying to be as respectful as possible and not really just make a straight-up political T-shirt for either side. I'm trying to bring people together and raise money for an organization that raises money for poor people in inner cities, which are mainly black, but they also help brown and white people. So if you can help out, go to the, I think it's htbkickass.com. That's Hide the Bodies, kickass.com, and get a shirt. But there's the show. That's the show. I'm out. Peace.